Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, Internet, it's me, and I want to welcome you to Season 117, Episode 3 of The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio, and you already know what we do. A little bit different today's intro. I heard old Michael Bloombags popped up in a pre-roll ad for the show yesterday. I just want to know, for everybody who needs to know, the official position of this show is fuck Mike Bloomberg forever. Okay, what was that? One more time, Dan? Exactly. Look, this is what happens when you work at a big network. Sometimes the ads creep in that you don't want them to. Mm-hmm. Suffice to say, we don't take any money from that dude. Thank you. And also fuck the Koch brothers and fuck Fox News. But also fuck Mike Bloomberg. It's Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. I am Miles Gray, a.k.a. Brew. Drinking Kirkland cold brew. Making my heart race to a million beats, yeah. Like Jack's Diet Mountain Dew and weed. Gets you high from THC. Making Jack's hands go to a million fingies. Like they always do. I get high so high, just a big hot takes. And it's all about all I can do. Every time I drink Kirkland cold brew. Here we go, second verse. Dun, dun, dun. All right, cut to Wolfman. Hey, whoa, he's sitting on base. What about him? Watch out, he's taken. Okay, shout out to Hannah Soltis, at Soltis Hannah, for that Oneaters inspired AKA. Remember Captain Keach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters? Just me? All right. Now I know it just can't. No, it just can't be me. wow. I haven't even had cold brew yet, and I'm out of breath. Hold on, let me remedy that.
That okay. Was really good. That was incredible.
Thank you so much, Blair. And I am thrilled to introduce today's guest co-host, the one and only my fellow Bruin, who will leave you in ruin, Blair Saki.
What's up, Miles?
Scream it out
it's
from the mountain.
It's your boy Blair back in the studio today.
Yeah, the defensive specialist herself. Call it the Pentagon because I'm a defensive specialist. Thank you so much, Blair, for coming through. It's always a pleasure.
So happy to be here.
And we're joined by, oh boy, the Lord of Chaos, the Lord of the Michael Flatley of Chaos on podcasts, Mr. Blake Wexler.
Hey, this is Blake Wexler, a.k.a. Uh-oh. The John Keats of Uber Eats, a.k.a. the yummy.com Don, a.k.a. Postmate Blake, a.k.a. you say Zomato, I say Zomato, a.k.a. the Grubhub Bud, a.k.a. hey, you're outside? Which gate? Oh, no, I'm further down the street. it's a common mistake. I'll be right out. Thank you for having me, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Man. Which one of those services do you actually use? Don't say it out loud, actually.
Caviar.
Oh, wow. You eat caviar every day?
Yeah, oh, my yeah. God.
That's
do you
how
have
I
a
got
girlfriend? Service?
I do.
Okay,
thank you
good.
For asking.
Yeah, because you make a good boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, he, wow. You know what he's actually really good at is making this kind of pasta that makes the person who eats it skinnier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that interests you at all, Blair.
That's so crazy that you mentioned
why?
That.
Because that was a tweet you did that I liked yesterday? Yeah, I know. Okay.
Yeah, it was just a simple desire where it said that all I want is a man who cooks me fresh pasta every single night, and then I get skinnier with each passing
yeah.
day.
That's reasonable.
What's
yeah.
your favorite kind of pasta? We never
oh, my
got
God.
To...
I fuck with which pasta.
Noodle?
I mean,
but which noodle?
Okay. God, it's so hard to choose, but...
You a bucatini lady?
Yeah.
Bucatini Blake?
Bucatini?
Yeah.
I like I really love spaghetti. I love linguine. I love ravioli. Yeah, I like SpaghettiOs. I wow. mean, yeah. I'm bougie, but I go high and low. I like to mix
the
high
way
low.
You class up SpaghettiOs is aged Parmesan and Tabasco.
Yeah.
I would always eat that as a kid. Well, not real. I would just use the green bottle Kraft. Yeah. So much of that shit on top of SpaghettiOs and hot sauce.
So right. aged meaning you left it out?
Or, yeah, okay. Age like where you don't
a 12-month
you didn't realize it's under your bed and you think it just smells like vomit in your room.
If you grate the Parmesan yourself, that means you're really doing well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you have a microplane.
Yeah,
whoa.
Or sometimes I'll just pop open a can of SpaghettiOs and head to toe Gucci and that's what
and just
does.
Chef it up. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, before we get to know Blake a little bit better, let's just let people know what we're talking about. The LA City Council. They're doing the Lord's work. They're addressing homeless. Actually, no. They're upset. They're trying to get the Major League Baseball commissioner to give the Dodgers the World Series.
Oh, okay.
I almost thought they were going to do something important. Also, got to check in with impeachment a little bit because we're in the full swing here. And also some little updates from Davos, Seaworth, or that place in Switzerland where all the billionaires go to be like, how do we hide our money this year? What are we doing this year? Also, it's MBS time, not Mohammed bin Salman, but Messi bitch season. Look out because he's out here. We were talking about how Jeff Bezos had those texts leaked. Well, we may have found out the real reason and who was behind it. Also, check in with some pollage, some Hillary Clinton. I guess Mr. Peanut is died?
Don't say that.
Well, yeah. We have to check in on that. And also some other things. Like, obviously, we've got to check in with Aunt Becky and her legal issues because she's our favorite privileged sack of flesh that
yeah,
we like to look at.
A fallen angel.
Truly. Gabriel. The angel Gabriel.
Yeah.
And maybe some stuff about some vigilante furries that did a citizen's arrest. But before we get into all of that, Blake, what's something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
As a comedian?
Well, whatever, man. Right, let us know. We'll determine that based on what's in the search history.
I was looking up leaving airport re-entry was what I was looking at.
Oh, like if you had a layover or some shit?
Yeah, I have like a 5-hour layover coming up
right.
in Houston. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, can I leave with my bags like still at the airport
right.
and then come back?
And then go to H-Town, sip a
go
dirty
to
Sprite
H-Town,
or something.
Get some a filthy fucking Sprite.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then take
I
that
love
down.
Sprite.
Sip and lean.
Mm, it's great.
And then make your way back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's what
I would just
at.
Say just go to Papa Do's in the terminal and
oh
just
yeah
there.
Which terminal
whatever United
oh
is.
That's what the Papa Do it ends with an X
yeah
right? Okay yeah
I always have to mention at the Houston airport that's my favorite place to
how
eat.
Many Michelin stars does that have now
what's the most you have 19
fucking 19
yeah
19
Michelin
around
stars
1920
oh my God, train sauce. I can't believe you guys know Michelin star restaurants in airports
of course
crazy.
Yeah
you don't
no I guess I don't but I'm looking to learn
yeah
yeah
well hey join us on our new podcast
yeah
Michelin star restaurant
that's a very chase
Michelin impossible
Wow.
Sorry. Okay. And I interrupt you and I apologize.
No. I was just going to say, like, good for you. Like, every time I have to answer that question on this podcast, it's always something filthy and humiliating.
What is it, porn or something?
Yeah.
What was one of the last ones? There was an interesting porn one you had one of the last times you came on. So Blair's into porn and you're into airport layovers.
Sure.
Great.
Sure.
Is there
an overlap?
Yeah.
Between the two.
Absolutely. What's something that's overrated?
Overrated, I'm going to have to say selvedge jeans.
Salvage?
Selvage.
What's just that?
Salvage, I think, would be underrated because they'd be like environmentally friendly. Selvage is like, they're fancy jeans. They're like a nice material that you have to, I don't know if they're nice. It's like a raw material that like you break in over a year. But there's like no give to them. So if your weight fluctuates like daddy's, you need to like keep buying new ones. Like you need to have multiple sizes.
Oh my God.
And you're not supposed to wash them, right?
No, you're supposed to put
them in the freezer or some shit.
Yeah, well, that's a myth because like, but it's not my myth for today. I'm going to double down on myths where you're supposed, people say you put them in the freezer, but I've read that that just freezes the bacteria. But then like once you unfreeze it, there's still just bacteria.
Ew,
it's just
reanimated. So
yeah, right, exactly.
This is so weird because I didn't know what it was, but yeah. I've heard Marc Maron talk about how he puts his jeans in the freezer.
Right. That's probably why I bought them, honestly, because I heard he had them and I thought it was cool. Yeah.
Your style.
That's my aesthetic.
That's why I have a mustache
and a flannel shirt on. Wait, how do you wash selvedge denim then?
So you soak them in a tub. The whole thing's fucking embarrassing.
Too much, man. Do you know this because you tried it?
Yeah, I had them for a while and then I hit 30 and now, you know, the weight fluctuates like 5 to 10 pounds each month. So it's like I get stretch jeans and they're fucking great.
Yep. So if you have a big weekend, those puppies aren't going to button.
No, thank you. Yeah.
Oh my God.
With a button fly too? Wow.
Yeah, button fly, which is tough to button after you're done with whatever it is you do down there. You know?
I feel like there's only one of two things you can do.
I feel like there's only 20 things.
You're doing number one or number two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
What's something that's underrated?
Underrated? We were kind of talking about this before the podcast, but our ass. Because I have the collective ass that we share.
Our ass.
Yeah.
Our ass?
He's talking about the sex toy we share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I'll get it this weekend.
Like a human being's ass. Cause I have like back pain.
The gluteus minimus and maximus?
Both.
Wow.
Yeah. Cause
the
that's
gluteal
like,
muscles?
I have back pain and that helps with back pain. Where if you strengthen your ass, it will actually compensate for like things that you would do with your back.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I just know, look, it's all connected.
Yeah.
Hamstrings,
yes.
They're shortening by a second.
You have tiny hamstrings.
That's Miles' mantra.
What?
It's all connected.
It's all connected, baby. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's true though. Like, I feel like when I get any amount of cash, I am going to get one of those trainers that just like spot treats my ass. And it's going to be incredible.
Yes.
Is that what you're doing? Are you doing a lot of YouTube videos trying
booty
to strengthen?
It's been a good year. It's been a really good year.
Have you are you doing a lot of hip thrusts?
I do hip thrusts. I've been doing like squats.
Right.
And then there's this other exercise where my girlfriend and I were watching my friend Justin Woolman's magic show the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like doing my physical therapy while watching it. And she took a hidden video of me doing like these dainty squats without me knowing. And it's going to ruin me and my brand.
No.
But yeah.
You throw a band on there?
On a green band, the weaker of the two band or three bands at first. And then I throw on the yellow at the end.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Green means fucking go, baby.
Yeah.
When it comes to my
Sean
ass.
We got Sean T. Insanity workout
right over
here.
Yeah. I know. I got some of those Instagram ass bands. Mm-hmm. I don't put them to too much use. No.
Is that like where you're in a squat and you kind of like move laterally side to side?
Yeah. And then there's like the donkey kicks with them.
Whoa.
And like the fire hydrants. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's a fire hydrant?
Sideline clams or clamshells or something is another
like,
one.
Oh,
like
yeah. Where
that.
You're, and then it's like a thigh master without having the thigh master.
Exactly.
There.
Yes.
Why don't you just get a thigh master?
Oh, yeah. I should just put that in my one bedroom apartment.
I honestly feel like
it'll fit it perfectly.
Here's the secret. Get some Skecher shape ups and a thigh master, and your butt's going to be looking like Jen Seltzer in no time.
I like
what
that.
What happened to Jen Seltzer? Is she still kicking around?
She's still out.
She's donkey kicking around.
Donkey kicking her shit to the bank, bro, still. I mean, I don't know if she... based on her lifestyle that she shows on her Instagram, for people who don't know, Jen Seltzer is like was known as like the first like ass
the
Instagram
first ass
account.
Model.
God, that was crazy.
And gave us things like seltzering, like how to pose your body to give your maximum bubble look to your booty.
Right.
As we know, I have a case of mum bum.
No, no, don't say that.
What's that mean?
Also, that's fucking
I don't know,
rude.
Like a, I don't know, like a woman who's a mom, like an old lady butt.
Oh, so you got to just do your glute activation.
Exactly. Yeah. I need to activate my glutes.
Yeah. I'm quad dom, baby.
You're quad dom?
Yeah.
I'm more into fin dom. God. What do you like, that woman on a top in the GoldenEye movie where she's like killing the dude with her legs? Like, ah.
I do think that if like, I wanted to, I could squeeze the life out of a living man with my legs.
How like, great would that feel?
I'm right? down to see. I've look, I, well, I'm not going to say because that would put me in legal jeopardy.
Sure. Right.
But I've tested the limits of what my thighs could do.
Really?
Yeah.
In what? Why?
Like gas animals? Canisters, oil drums, anything. Just see what I could put a dent in with my thigh strength.
Oil drums. Yeah. Yeah. I would have, you know, never guessed that about you.
City garbage cans, those plastic ones.
Oh, yeah. Is there any other kind?
That's true. Yeah. It depends on what city. If you're in Burbank, they have little ones.
Sometimes I'll drive down the 101 and just see you with your legs wrapped around one of those thick cones.
Yeah. And a bunch of cops with their guns pointed at you. Yeah.
Let it go.
Gary, you'll never get me to stop, copper.
What he's doing is not technically a crime, but he has to stop.
But we'll give you a hernia. What do you think? You think you could bust? I'm trying to think of what, like a watermelon. I feel like anybody could probably do.
Yeah.
That's why Gallagher was a fucking hack. It wasn't his jokes. So anyone could fucking break that fruit
with a hammer.
Yeah, with a hammer. You cheating bastard.
Oh my god.
Yeah, break out those legs, gal.
He's definitely not quad dom.
No, I think I
could pop a human head right off the body with my quad.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, so Zeit Gang, if you deal with cadavers and you have a loose one,
you have an extra.
I don't know. I'm not sure that I would mentally, emotionally be prepared to interact with a cadaver, but, you know.
Okay, let's think like really, like, you know, and like what's available and what's realistic.
What's too young? What's too old?
This metal garbage can right here.
Uh-huh.
Do you think you could probably put a dent in that, right?
Probably.
Okay. So then what's above that?
What's above metal garbage can in the pecking order of things that you could squeeze with your legs?
I feel like watermelon's low.
Right.
Like a cantaloupe is low. That's done.
Really?
Of course. Look, I'm going off of what you said. You're like, I could end a human life with my thigh strength.
I know. I came out of the gate pretty hard, but like, I'm not really sure.
Don't backpedal now.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I've got to retain my bravado from my lethal leg.
How cool would it be to do that to like a shark? Like it's going for your legs and then you pull a fast one on that finned little fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Choke it out.
Wow, you're anti-shark, huh?
I'm not pro-shark.
Wow. Have you ever seen
one? Yeah, Mr. Wonderful is a real piece of shit. I'm sorry, what?
Have you ever seen a shark in real life?
I have one. Not while I was in the water, but I saw like a nefarious fin.
It's still a nefarious fin. God, that's the worst fucking feeling. I mean, I grew up surfing, and so like,
oh, God.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, whenever I've ever seen a shark, it was like from the shore. So I'm like, did I just not see them when they were next to me?
God.
Because, and I don't know how they always come up on my account. They all know, but like, there's always the videos on my Instagram of like a surfer right next to a shark. And now I'm like, thank God I don't surf anymore. It's too scary.
Yeah.
Is that why you stopped?
That's not why I stopped.
Right.
No.
It's because she killed a shark.
It was mostly because of the leg murder.
And it was actually a protected species.
Yeah.
And it was a felony.
They can protect themselves.
No one listens to this, right?
No.
No one from
Fish and Wildlife.
Is that the government
fish and, No, it's Fish and Game.
Fish and Game.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
I got my license.
That'd be a sick podcast.
Welcome back to Fishing Game.
But it's like pickup artists who also like fishing and stuff.
My brother's so into fishing, he reads this fishing newspaper called Western Outdoor News.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, but he's also like an OC dude and he's into fishing?
Yeah, like they're all really into fishing and like diving and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm, but not you.
No.
Just destroying things with your quads. I'm more of a quad dom.
Quad destruction.
Quad dom lady.
Quad dom is so funny.
Dude, quad. Blake, what's a myth?
A myth is that alcohol made from grain, like whiskey, is inherently gluten-free, and that's not true. There are traces of gluten in that shit.
Are you gluten free?
My girlfriend has celiac.
Yeah, did you hear about his little butt?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Gluten free.
My flat ass. I'm gonna slide off. I can't believe I'm sitting right now with this fucking ass.
Yeah, but you've been putting in the reps, dude.
Yeah.
No, I got a thick ass.
Look, Rome wasn't built in a day.
No,
man.
Nor should it have been.
Yeah.
But you could get butt injections pretty quickly.
Oh, what if?
Could you
what
imagine?
If and not bring it up to your friends and just fucking show up and just stand like profile at all times? Like
those
just
you know, prayer with those selvage jeans.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah. No, you'd have to let those out.
Put those in the freezer for life.
boil those fucking jeans.
Wait, were there people saying that grain alcohol, like to me, logically, it's made from grain, therefore there would be gluten in it, right? Or it's because it's not the kind you would ingest because it's not liquid form, it's like chemical traces of gluten?
So the argument that I'm saying is a myth, I always have trouble with this one, is that...
You're lying?
Huh? Oh, in that I'm a compulsive liar, and I'm really into Mr. Information. Misinformation? Anyway, that one didn't work. But so the argument is that, like, oh, like the fermentation process actually gets rid of the gluten. That's the myth. When in reality, there's still traces in it. So if you're just gluten sensitive, you'll be like fine to drink whiskey.
If
celiacs, you just probably shouldn't. Like stick to potato based.
But what would happen, say, if your girlfriend had a shot of whiskey?
So when she has gluten, she's described it as it feels like her intestines are being scraped by fingernails, and then she vomits. So.
God.
We were just, she was visiting my parents. No. I was there as well. And my mom cooked chili for us, which like should be gluten free. And we were loving it. We're like, Mom, this is amazing. And she goes, do you want to know my secret ingredient? And she was really proud of herself. And we're
gluten?
Like, yeah, of course. And she goes, Sam Adams beer. And then my girlfriend just started vomiting, like, because that has.
She knew, right?
Yeah, she thought it would cook off, but the alcohol cooks off, not the gluten. So for this. Whiskey still has traces of gluten in it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
God, your girlfriend must have a really good body.
She does.
Yeah,
she does. But that's because she does the ass exercises with me.
But if you're blessed with celiacs, it's just crazy because you got a built-in diet.
I don't know how many people would say it was a blessing, but
yeah. She thanks
it's
God every day.
That's how you would look. If you were afflicted, then you would be like, you know what?
I mean, not really. I'm Italian. I'm a pizza pasta freak, so
isn't
I would
your
die.
Blood type gluten?
Yeah, my blood type is gluten, dog. Yeah.
But although you know what, I do hear that proper Italian flour, because whatever it is in Italy itself, that flour tends to be good for people who have gluten intolerance.
Yeah, too. I mean, it's like everything there is way less processed, way less chemicals.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. I mean, when I was in Tuscany,
there
was just something about the food. And maybe it was, I think it was a ravioli and brodo that I had.
He's traveled ahead of the country.
Absolutely delicious.
Shut up.
You don't
shut
have
the
to
fuck
tell
up.
Me.
Wow. Sorry, I had flashes of Il Duomo in the background. Where was I? Oh, here. With you guys, not in Tuscany. That's right. Okay, let's get into our first story. The LA City Council... is showing true leadership. And I joked that I thought this is going to be something about addressing the homelessness situation in the city and also the housing crisis we have here. But no, they have banded together for a common cause to approve a resolution by unanimous vote that called for Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred to hand over the World Series rings to the Dodgers because they were beaten by cheating teams. I'm a Dodger fan. I joke that we're back-to-back World Series champions.
right.
The Red Sox beat us very clearly. The Astros one, I'm a little more salty about, knowing that maybe they cheated, but I don't know if I want to have the ring that's like, oh, here, you know, I'm sorry they cheated.
Oh, the pity ring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those pity rings.
Yeah. I mean, this is the first time hearing about any of this situation, but I wouldn't want some sorry ass pity ring.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen? And when you played volleyball, you were a very competitive volleyball player.
Yeah.
Were there ever any cheating scandals that you had heard about? How do you cheat in volleyball? Just someone overage?
No. Oh, yeah.
Fill the ball with pasta.
True. Not that I know.
Every time Blair serves, the person returning breaks their wrist.
Fucking heavy ball she serves.
I know, like, you know, it's like tennis cheating, like the calls probably.
Oh, right, right, right. Where you're greasing the wheels with
yeah,
the
Yeah,
yeah.
There's nothing I know of, really. Okay. Yeah, of course I am just...
Of course I am implicated in a widespread volleyball cheating scandal.
Of course I am an absolute pillar of integrity, so I haven't even been privy to any cheating scandals.
Fantastic. And that's why we have you on.
Thank you.
Specifically just for this narrow segment about this.
Would they even... How sad would be buying that, like, fucking sweatshirt, you know, a few years later? Like, World Series
my
champions.
2017
like,
World
it's
Series
like, oh, God. It's just embarrassing. I think they should just take it away from the Astros. And I don't think the Red Sox were as blatant with it, but fuck Boston.
Know,
take it away from them as well.
Uh-oh.
And then just no one should have it. Just no one gets it.
They
no
should
one
make
gets
sweatshirts
it.
And then they say World Series champs and then underneath in parentheses is by proxy.
By
circumstance.
Yeah. Just a big asterisk.
Not because like they won the best of seven series.
Right, right.
Oh, man.
Well, but it still says what they lost by, you know? Like, yeah. And then it says like Dodgers lose like four games to three.
Games to
World Series champions.
Boom. Because our city council. All because our city council did something that has no legal authority. But I like the sentiment. What's funny is that Paul Koretz, one of the councilmen, says it's significant because we have a culture of cheating in this country. It's time to say no, this is not the new norm. However, this is like Paul Koretz, if when I think about him, he loves the developers in this city, and he typically gets plenty of money from developers who are like, hey, man, I'm Mr. Caruso. I want to build a 20-story tower that no one can afford unless you're like a foreign investor or like you have a high six-figure income. And he's like, yeah, great, 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 great. Let's do that.
Sounds like he has Koretz syndrome.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what? What?
Bye-bye.
What? What?
I love it. No, I love it.
No.
If it's
I'm not
say,
a doctor. I'm not a doctor. I never said I was a doctor. I'm just saying it sounds like it.
Sounds like
yeah. They just built this big, stupid fucking bridge between Los Feliz and Atwater, like over the L.A. River biking trail, which like maybe there needs to be a bridge, maybe there doesn't, but they spent millions of dollars on it and you can't even get to the bridge.
About.
Yeah, because there's like all these homeless encampments there.
Yeah.
Which is the perfect symbol of just misspending where it's like, so you have the people, bikers can't even use that bridge because you haven't taken care of this more important issue.
And
it's really sad.
Yeah. But then they're like, well, hey, we can all get behind the Dodgers getting shot.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, for people
but
like,
how about the Dodgers?
How about those Doyers?
Yeah,
baby.
Not the 60,000 unhoused people we have in this city. And I think, again, for Paul Koretz, like for, you know, being Mr. I hate cheating in this country, you know, be a leader because the part of the city he represents is where all the NIMBY people are who are like, I don't want to help out with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Public transportation, no. Additional housing for people, no. Anyway, and a little bit of inside baseball, as it were, for the
God
city of Los Angeles.
Uh-oh,
gotta go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And let's check in with the impeachment trial.
Girl, I'm talking about impeaching this creep.
Now, I say trial with a question because this does not look anything like a trial. It's a cover-up, as the Democrats would say. And McConnell's fuckery, it's what we thought it would be. At first, I I'll be honest, I thought maybe. Maybe he was going to show his human side, and then I forgot.
No.
He is just he's a wicked man.
It's a terrapin.
Hey, don't bring the University of Maryland into this.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
He ain't
I
no
forgot.
Terp.
Nah.
Shout out to Steve Francis.
Shout out to College Park.
Yeah.
Shout out to Juan Dixon.
Hey.
Wow. Absolutely.
Thank you. Steve Francis had he had an incredible vertical. I believe it was something like 42 to 45
oh my
inches.
God. Franchise,
baby.
That guy jumped out of the gym.
Ugh, literally.
There she is.
Thank you.
God, I didn't know you loved basketball so much.
I know. Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying things we all say in volleyball. Would you say that too in volleyball? She jumped out of the gym.
Oh, yeah. Absolute boosties on that bitch.
Oh, wow. That is some 90s talk. Wow. Mad boosties. I had a t-shirt that said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, with like a...
That was like an and one slogan.
Yeah. It was like that faceless character, like
that nightmare
character that was like, I have no face, but my crossover is lit. So yeah, back to this. How the fuck did we get to the ant faceless and one guy? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Steve Francis, terrapin.
Oh,
I blame you.
Mitch McConnell looks like a turtle. That's
See,
how
I blame you.
Well,
of course, I have
take
to
credit
blame
for
every
it.
Time.
I've never heard the word terrapin in my life.
Oh, you should
welcome.
Add that to your vocab, English major.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, on Tuesday night was a very long-winded exercise in futility. I mean, it was, you know, we saw what McConnell, he offered the rules that was basically like, yeah, you know what? We don't need any of the evidence that came from the House investigations allowed into this trial. And also, like, let's just do everything in 2 days, even if it takes 12 hours and we do it till 1 a.m. Then he kind of went back, allowed more time, allowed the evidence from the House investigation to enter. But the Democrats wanted to offer amendments because they also want to subpoena, like, the documents that are the most incriminating, like messages between the Pentagon or the OMB, Mick Mulvaney, testimony from people. They wanted to subpoena many people. So throughout the night, they're saying, this is an amendment we'd like to offer. This is why we need it. And then a long-winded vote, and it dragged on and on. And I think, I don't think most people thought any Republicans are going to be like, yeah, you know what? We'll vote right now to have John Bolton testify. But it was an interesting gesture for them to drag it out into like 1 a.m. DC time, because every time they made their case, like, we need these documents in this trial because it's evidence
right.
of the case we're trying to prove. So can we have that? And they're like, no. Okay, this is a witness who we'd like to testify at this trial. And again, they said no. And I think, I mean, I don't know how much it worked on the people on the right side of the chamber, but It was disheartening in the end because you're like, okay, so it's going to be very narrow, and the president's defense is just to fucking lie.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. But very little faith at this moment. And I just think, even in like the most bare bones terms, right? If we're looking at what a trial is, and the Democrats were saying this in the Senate yesterday, even if you've just watched TV and you only know the like judicial legal system from TV, most people will be able to say, yeah, there's like two sides and a judge, and then there's like witnesses and like evidence. But they're pointing to the fact that this is a departure from any kind of trial or legal proceeding. Like, this is absolutely nothing. It's just a perversion of a more perverted system, I guess. I don't know what to say.
I saw a graphic of the difference between the rules for this one versus the Clinton impeachment. And I think just the fact that they're even just fucking shortening it in a way where it's like 3 days, I believe, for opening arguments, which still like logically seems like so goddamn long. And then I think it's also for the Clinton one, it was 5 days.
Right.
So even for something like opening arguments, they've even shortened that.
Yeah, because at first they were really just trying to do it to be like, yeah, the important bits will be said when everyone's sleeping and no one cares, or mm-hmm. they're watching Hannity. and, you know, it's still there are also these rumors going around that there could be a possible witness swap between Democrats and Republicans. It's like, if we get Bolton, you get Hunter Biden.
Right.
If we get the testimony of Mike Pompeo, you get Joe Biden kind of thing, which I think is an absolute. It's ridiculous because neither Hunter or Joe Biden have anything to do with the president's actions in withholding aid from Ukraine. It's just purely, I think if the Democrats did that, it would be an absolute mistake because that just gives them a talking point to parade mm-hmm. up Biden and his son. And then they'll, you know, I can only imagine what White House, the kinds of questions that would come out of the White House counsel.
Oh, God.
So, and again, also, when we look at some of the documents that Lev Parnas gave to the Intel Committee last week, it showed very clearly that Trump was not pursuing corruption in Ukraine. He mm-hmm. was pursuing an announcement for an investigation. So it's moot. Like, there's no reason for them to speak because this has nothing to do with them. And also, it's possible that they could vote on a motion to dismiss the case entirely. But I don't think that'll happen this week.
What a bummer.
I think this is a very good trial.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Legal expert Blair Psaki, I mean, just from your 10,000-foot view and uh-huh. just from the weight of history behind it,
right.
What's your take?
My take is incredibly good trial. I think a lot is being done. I'm feeling really good about it. I'm feeling like all sides are really acting in incredible uh-huh. ways.
Yeah.
And I'm confident that the right decision is going to be made.
Wow. Vague. And you actually echoed the words exactly of what Donald Trump said in Davos.
I don't know if you knew this. I'm a mouthpiece for Don.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I applied for that and they fucking rejected
but
me
you're
again.
Like, you're the easiest mouthpiece to listen to of all of them. No, this is what Donald Trump said. So, okay, he's looking at charges of obstruction of Congress because he's like, yeah, the House requested documents to say, hi, we believe this is an impeachable offense. We need the documents to verify this. But again, because you're innocent, you don't give the documents away because they'll just show you to be guilty. I think that's how it works.
makes sense.
This is him. So when he's in Davos right now in Switzerland.
Wasn't that a Game of Thrones place?
Yeah, Davos Seaworth is a character.
That's what it
actually.
Was. Thank you.
Actually.
Did he have all his fingers?
Yes. Didn't he? What do you mean?
Am I getting that wrong? Was Davos the guy, the Onion Knight or whatever?
Donald Trump is in an Onion
what,
Knight?
What, his fingers came off?
I thought he never had them.
How'd he hold a sword? Did he ever hold a sword?
With the other hand. Oh. He didn't lose all his fingers.
I don't know. Look.
You're ruining my joke.
What am I, some Game of Thrones expert?
He did.
This just
Thank
in,
you.
Verified from producer DJ Daniel and DJ. Yes, he did have his fingers chopped off.
That'll force you to go inward, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for that digital confirmation.
Oh, my God.
Now, he's in Davos. No jokes, please.
That's good environment for a comedy podcast.
Davos, no jokes.
No jokes.
And this is what he had to say when he was asked about what his take was on how the first day of impeachment went.
When we released that conversation, all hell broke out with the Democrats because they say, wait a minute, this is much different than Shifty Schiff told us. So we're doing very well. I got to watch enough. I thought our team did a very good job. But honestly, we have all the material. They don't have the material.
Okay, hold on. So again, this is what he's saying. We're doing well, but here's the thing. We got all the evidence. They ain't got none of it. So we'll be good. And it's just, it's great to see him underline his obstruction like that by just screaming it out loud. And then at Davos, he was also asked a very pertinent question about climate change because Greta Thunberg is also there. And she's, you know, saying, hi, it's the world is still ending. And we've basically done fuck all to really take this problem on. And again, Trump had a take just to smear climate change science outright. He said, fear and doubt. Why am I even reading it like this? I better do it the right way. Fear and doubt is not a good thought process because this is a time for tremendous hope and joy and optimism in action. But to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse.
Fear and doubt were a huge part of Melania's wedding vows, by the
way. Yeah. Oh my God.
They were called fear and doubt.
I think, wasn't it the theme?
I think, yes. Yeah, it was the theme. Yeah.
What are you going for, like boho chic? No, fear and doubt.
Fear and doubt, mostly.
The wedding.
Trump went to Davos just to be like, oh, Greta Thunberg, fuck that bitch.
Basically, I mean.
That's what I came here to say.
He's like, my best opponents are children.
Yeah. Fear and doubt. I love that. He's like, oh yeah, we shouldn't talk about that. We should just like ignore and not examine.
the scientific evidence.
Impending doom for the planet.
I mean, what a leader.
Yeah.
And we're lucky to have him.
Yeah,
honestly.
Thank God.
Oh, God, we're not. And he also. Sorry, I keep hiccuping because I'm so emotional.
Yeah, that happens.
He also repeated one of his favorite lies that the U.S. has the cleanest air in the world, which is just verifiably false. Like, his administration has made the air quality worse. And according to like real studies, the U.S. is in 10th place when it comes to clean air quality.
I'm surprised he didn't just say the best air. Like that would just be more up his head. We have the best air.
I feel like it's only a few months time before we're all mandated to drive Hummers.
Oh, wow.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's like mandatory car trade-in for a Hummer.
He's like, you need to have a more fossil fuel usage car.
He's like, or you just get that sick exhaust on there just to blow black clouds. You're rolling coal, baby. Just get a Prius blowing black clouds out. It's like, what the fuck is this?
If you drive a Prius, you must have coal be coming out of
boom.
It.
Boom. Flat. They'll have to convert your car into a small coal-powered power plant, basically. Okay, now, I just want to get into MBS because it's messy bitch season. Let's just talk a little bit about Jeff Bezos. Do you remember when he had all those leaked texts and photos come out a while back? When he said, like, I love you, alive girl, to Laura Sanchez, who at the time was his mistress. So, you know, at the time, everyone was like, "What? How the fuck did the National Enquirer get this stuff?" People were like, we think it's her brother, her own fucking brother sold her out. Other people were like, did they pay someone to hack the shit?
More interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jeff Bezos, you know, he hired his own, you know, when you're the richest man on earth, he might also have some resources to get to the bottom of things. And at first he was like, you know, a lot of fingers are pointed at the Saudis. And then some UN investigators are calling for an even, like larger investigation because a report says that we believe that it was actually attributable to the WhatsApp account used by the crown prince himself, Mohammed bin Salman. And they're like, okay, how the fuck did this, like, how did this happen? Apparently they met at a party somewhere and exchanged numbers like two fucking like supervillains would.
Jesus Christ.
But I like that they kept it like to WhatsApp. They're still like, yo, I'm not going to pay those like foreign texting fees. Come on, I may be rich, but let's keep it real. Let's
use still
WhatsApp.
Be frugal.
So they exchanged numbers then. And at a certain point, there was a, quote, a single photograph is texted to Mr. Bezos from the Crown Prince's WhatsApp account, along with a sardonic caption. It is an image of a woman resembling the woman with whom Bezos is having an affair, months before the Bezos affair was known publicly. And they said his phone appeared to be compromised on the day that an encrypted video file was sent from the prince's WhatsApp account to Bezos's in May of 2018. So essentially, when he opened this video file, quote, a massive and unauthorized exfiltration of data from Bezos' phone began, continuing and escalating for months.
Jesus.
So for all you people out there, I think the moral of this story is don't open video files that Mohammed bin Salman texts you and your WhatsApp thread, no matter how funny the meme could
be. Skip thank that. God I came on this podcast today.
You're about to open it?
Okay, yeah, oh my God.
It's just
now I know.
I mean, when you look at this, right, you know, the whole motivation for this is Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, and when Jamal Khashoggi was murdered by the Crown Prince, the Washington Post, they were aggressively covering this as they would, because this is unheard of. This, well, I mean, not unheard of. State-sanctioned murder is pretty common.
It's been around for a while.
But yeah, this whole thing of like, whoa, they lured him into an embassy, and then his body was dissembled and taken on. Like, okay, just really disturbing shit. So the theory goes is that by having this kind of blackmailable material on Bezos, that maybe that could influence the coverage that the Washington Post was doing. But no. But it also really does not look good for AMI, the parent company of the National Enquirer, because they're like, are you like
that gorgeous publication?
That gorgeous publication.
Yeah, it's not looking good for them.
No, especially now. I mean, like, the implications
that Pulitzer
of this.
Are winning. Yeah.
Because they were saying, like, no, we got this from the brother of Laura Sanchez, I think. And now it's like, hold on, are you? Because they also did a really nice puff piece on Mohammed bin Salman, like a whole glossy magazine that was like, is this new crown prince the new crown Mohammed Bey Salman? Who knows? The woke crown prince. So we'll more on that as it comes out. But
in the National Enquirer.
Yeah, we'll see what they have to say. So far, they have no comment, but we'll see what happens. And then just to check in on the polls real quick, because right now, obviously, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders being senators, they have to be in D.C. for this entire impeachment process. So they have to put their campaigns on hold, or rather, they can't be out there glad handing like they would want to be, considering the Iowa caucuses are coming up. But when you just sort of look at the polls, there is one poll taken at the from CNN recently. CNN, the people who were like, should Bernie and Elizabeth Warren keep fighting? Yes, please. They found in their own poll that of all the Democrats being polled, 27% of Democrats who are voting or Democrat-leaning independents prefer Bernie Sanders to Joe Biden, who only got 24%. So now, according to this poll, Bernie is the front runner. But there's other polls that say Biden's still ahead. I think it all depends. I think if you look at it, though, Bernie has been slowly building momentum since the end of the year. And then there was another poll that came out putting a lot of the Democratic candidates head to head with Trump in a hypothetical race, seeing who would win. And that poll found that Bernie would get 52% of voters to Trump's 43%, so a 9-point lead. In second place was Joe Biden with 50% to Trump's 43. That's 7. Then fucking Mike Bloomberg, fuck that dude, is like just behind them with a 7-point lead, 49% to 42%.
Why are you counting money right now for mention?
Oh,
it
sorry.
It seems like
sorry.
Every time you mention his name, you start counting money.
Well, I got to make sure. I got to check the bag.
This is since the ad that you guys ran yesterday.
Fuck it, I'm out. No, and then Elizabeth Warren, she leads by 3 points, 48 to 45. So it's interesting to see how much that full spending campaign gets you. You know, 7% lead hypothetically, and even little Tom Steyer got he eked out 2 points better. So. Have you seen any of those Tom Steyer ads?
Constantly.
If you stream any kind of video content, it's the same fucking one where it's like, you guys are the climate solution. And he says the word climate solution like 9 fucking times. I'm like, bro, I get it, please.
He's also like oddly kind of not in the commercial. Like,
no.
It's weird. You hear him, but it's all like you don't really see him in the commercial.
I think because he doesn't want to look like what he is,
six.
Which is like a white billionaire guy who's like, right. I'm going to solve your problems.
Yeah.
But hey, that strategy seems to be working for the other billionaire, Mike Bloomberg. So you never know. And then lastly, I just want to check in with Hillary Clinton because she, you know, she caused some headlines when she told the Hollywood Reporter. She's like, nobody likes Bernie. He fucking stinks. His shirts are all like yellow on the collar and the armpits if you really look. He's nasty. Like, that fool doesn't even go here. And it sent off a whole trend on Twitter of being like, we like Bernie Sanders, or other people being like, why did she need to say this? This doesn't make sense. Or pulling up her record going after people.
Why did she say that?
Because she has a new documentary coming out, and that immediately...
That sound
bite. I think it's dual purpose, right? In one, you go after Bernie Sanders. That's going to get you in the headlines because that's a time-honored battle from 2016 mm-hmm. that people love to rehash. And also, yeah, you know, it gets you in the news. And also, it helps, I think, when you look at what a lot of, like, corporate media is doing, they would love for Bernie to not be the nominee, so she gets to put her little two cents in there.
Is that true, though? Do you think in this, like, is there any truth to that, do you think?
100%. Because yeah. if you think about the people who are running these companies, they are the kinds of people who would get hit hardest by kind of tax reforms or other kinds of reforms, and like being like, hey, guess what? You need to pay people a living wage now. And they're like, but that means I make less money as a fucking CEO.
But like in the government, though.
In the government, do I believe what?
That they don't like Bernie.
I think that's up to the people. I mean, sure. I think if you look at the amount of legislators and politicians that are in power now,
right.
based off of being, you know, funded by corporations donations, he threatens to upend that system. Now, that system is deeply entrenched. I don't think it's going to happen overnight. But yes, someone like that, and even what Elizabeth Warren is saying, those are people who are being like, we're singing a different tune, and we would like to change the tune.
Right, right.
I always want to ask these questions, by the way, but I usually just like pretend like I know what I'm talking about, but I never know anything
you
that you guys are talking
Blake.
About. So thank you for asking these because I didn't know these.
No, that's what I mean, if you really think yeah. about it, right? When you have Congress people go to the Hill, a lot of the times they're basically like NASCARs, right? They should wear their fucking sponsors
right,
on their coat.
Right.
It's like, well, I get a lot of money for for-profit
right,
education,
right, right.
the healthcare industry, Wall Street. So when it comes
those
time
coats
to
would
vote,
be sick.
They're
yeah.
tied to so many people. They
yes.
have so many
and
agreements.
And they're beholden
with.
To those people
right.
because they're
yeah.
they have a leash they can yank on when they say, don't vote on this tax package. Are you kidding me? You're coming after my bonuses?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember who's paying for this? And they go, oh, you're right.
It's
so I'll vote against it.
There's like no politician that isn't. This is a wild way to say this, but like when I first watched the first season of House of Cards when I was like young, I could not believe.
When you were young?
Yeah, when I was young. And and you just seeing like a show where, and like there's since been a bunch of shows, but seeing like how each politician is just trying to get to the next step, then
yeah,
it's
yeah.
almost like their whole, anything that they started out with is completely gone, like immediately.
It's corrupted, yeah.
Yeah.
It seemed like that's why they call it Hollywood for ugly people.
Oh,
I've never
that
heard
is
that.
So
it's like use whoever you want to get as high as you can. Fuck whatever, like fuck your talent, whatever. It's just like get there.
Or even if you start out with like a pure heart, there's almost no way. You have to make so many deals every
yeah.
which way just
I mean,
to make
exactly.
to move anywhere.
Look at Carrot Top.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Incredible example. Pertinent.
Mm-hmm. Well, he made a deal with a manufacturer to make all those props. He did.
Exactly.
Yeah, he has a whole fucking warehouse.
Also,
did you know that?
Game of Thrones came out in 2013.
It's true.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
I mean, House of Cards. I don't know how old you are, Blair. I'm trying to carbon date you based on that reference.
I'm 24.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lucky. Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Hillary Clinton came out and said she was just like, this is her tweet because I think most people were like, sit down, Hillary. Not right now. We're trying to look at November and beat this dude. She said, I thought everyone wanted my authentic, unvarnished views. But to be serious, the number one priority for our country and world is retiring Trump. And as I always have, I will do whatever I can to support our nominee. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is she getting sued by Tulsi Gabbard for $50 million? Did I read that?
Yeah, for defamation.
Yeah. yeah. Holy shit.
What'd she say?
Because she said she's a Russian asset. See you in court.
Do you fucking call me a Russian asset behind
you know
my
what?
Back?
I'm fucking suing you.
For how much? Like $100? No. $50 million. 50, that's
oh,
how much
fuck.
My name's worth.
She's like, but that's my whole Epstein
no,
fund.
No, it's $50 million.
Oh, boy. All right, we're going to take a quick break, or maybe a long break. I don't know. Depends on how we feel. And we'll be right back.
Stretch their strings.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back, and my hammies are, wow.
Your short hamstrings.
Moon's over my hammies.
Are you doing any stretches or what?
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing here?
I
We can't have that hamstring
touch
so
my
short.
Toes. I just, I do a little, I do a lot of, what is it, hurdler stretch, too.
Okay. See me,
you know?
Yeah.
And then really get that across, you know, go like left arm to right foot.
Piriformis, absolutely.
Is that what it's
Holy
called?
Shit.
Yeah.
Damn, all right, pro athlete. This is a very hamstring-centric episode.
Of course. Why wouldn't it be?
We'll get to quad exercises in a bit. So it's
if we have time.
In your wheelhouse. but I just, there was some shit on Twitter that was trending that said, like, RIP Mr. Peanut. And I was like, okay, fine. All right, that's it. And next up.
Wait, why is the news cycle always so doom and legumes?
Oh, my. Get him out.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God, Blair's crying blood.
Never in my life.
So there was a people were like, what the fuck is going on? Apparently they have a Super Bowl commercial out that seals the fate of the beloved one percenter who wears a top hat and monocle.
Yeah, why is he rich, by the way? Does he own the company?
I don't know. There's definitely right? There's probably a very dark backstory.
God,
to
the
that.
Fucking nepotism.
So this
it's not like
commercial
a peanut.
Is a sequel to the Joker.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
So this is a statement from the Planters brand manager. It says, "It's with heavy hearts that we confirm Mr. Peanut has passed away at 104 years old.
He will be remembered as the legume who always brought people together for nutty adventures and a good time. We encourage fans to tune in to Mr. Peanut's funeral during the third quarter of the Super Bowl to celebrate his life.
Oh, right. Let's just capitalize on people's deaths. What a classy company.
So you're more upset that they are going to... even in death, they have no respect for Mr. Peanut.
No, I'm saying that their whole message, anti-capitalist message, is inherently capitalist. So fucking shady bitches.
Do you care? It's so weird. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a world.
Exploitation.
Thank you.
Of a fictional cartoon.
I mean, it's happening all the time. Look around us. You know what I mean?
Look around.
Wake up.
Open your eyes.
Uh-oh. Y'all on the same page.
That's Blair and Blake for you. Welcome back to Blair and Blake.
How do you make this like worth looking at? I don't know anybody who is like, oh, that's kind of an interesting idea. Although I feel like most Super Bowl ads, you're like, okay.
It's sobbing mother draped over that casket.
Okay.
Just the fucking tears coming right out of that nut. And then the son, he probably has a lot of kids, right? Something like that.
Oh, and this one, he is married to a legume also, not a human woman.
Oh, then I'm out.
I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Hey, we're spitballing here.
So
blue
if
skies.
He's married to a human, I would imagine Mr. Peanut looks like a guy who's been fucking divorced.
If he's 104 years old, yeah. I expect like an Anna Nicole Smith type human wife around him.
I don't like these trends, these marketing trends that happen.
Talking to your mic, Blair.
Oh. I don't like these marketing trends that happen. They get so corny, then it's just ubiquitous in like 1 second. Like when everyone was doing that Lizzo thing, 100%. Like literally every company would like unrolled their Lizzo lyric campaign.
Right.
And you're like, shut up. Nothing makes me want to buy your shit less.
During the fourth quarter, they cremate Chester the Cheetah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? It's just like a funeral pyre of our
fire.
But the Monopoly man's behind it all.
It's four flaming hot Cheetos.
Oh, boy.
I just tried flaming hot Cheetos for the first time.
Oh, what were you just saying?
Have you ever had them?
I've never had them.
Wait. Well, hold on. What the fuck is going on here? You have never had flaming hot Cheetos?
Like, I can't come here and be honest and forthright. Where can
I? You can, but I still have my right to be shocked and in awe over this revelation.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Now, no judgment, but how did you grow up in California and you never had flaming hot Cheetos?
You know, I've always been a really hard regular Cheeto gal. Uh-huh. I fucking ride hard for the rich.
Uh-huh.
And I gotta tell you, even though I like my shit real spicy, it was not what I was hoping for when I tried it.
Hmm. What did you hope
for?
Was
it too spicy?
No, I think the ones I had, the reason, the disparity that we're coming upon right now is...
Please use as academic language as possible in describing this. I really love this. Please address this disparity immediately. Expeditiously.
I think what happened was I accidentally descended upon a flaming hot Cheeto puff, and the consistency without the just incredible crunch took me completely out of it. And while I could recognize that there was value in this flavor, I wasn't even in the same galaxy as a fucking Cheeto.
Wow. That's
too much air.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It tastes like I was, you know, having some sort of just weak ass, weak, just derivative of a Cheeto.
Damn. What the fuck are they doing over there?
Blake,
fucking crazy.
Do you like spicy food?
But not that much.
Yeah. It's the kind of spicy though that's weird.
That I can handle.
Even people with boring palates, because it's like so hot, you can't stop eating it. Like a lot, it's like one of the things you'll keep eating it to.
Just to throw a substance on top of the burn,
right.
A blanket.
I do like the slight pain in my.
Yeah.
Yeah. My
no pain, no gain.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's true. God damn.
I also want to bring up this interesting story. There was further confusion, or FurCon, as it is known, took place in San Jose for furries. You know, people who have their. No, this is a good story.
Okay.
Don't slander the furry crew.
All right.
Okay?
I do have a habit of doing that. But.
I know. We know how close-minded you are when it comes to people's fursonas, but I need you to open your eyes. That's real talk. No, that's legit.
This is infuriating.
That's... Okay.
Oh, God!
This is getting off the rails. And what...
What'd you have, a flaming hot Cheeto?
I need a seatbelt.
Get this girl a seatbelt.
Get her a seatbelt. So what happened was, now they basically, during this convention, a group of furries intervened on behalf of somebody who was being assaulted. So Robbie Ryans, who was 26, he was working as a DJ at the convention, as one does. And he said he and a friend went outside for quick smoke. I don't know what kind of smoke. And they said, out of nowhere, we heard a woman's screams coming from inside and saw the passenger throwing full fists at whoever was driving. We got up and ran towards the car. My friend pulled open the door and we both held on to the attacker. The girl driver was yelling for him to get out and he started trying to fight us off. Four other people who were attending the convention, fellow furries, joined in and helped grab the man, drag him out of the car, and restrain him until police arrived.
Okay.
Heroes. I mean, that guy will never commit a crime again.
Yes, there's a video of it. Like, where they don't have the head part on, but they're from the neck down, they're in full regalia. It's just interesting. You know, the reason why this...
Where is this, San Diego?
No, San Jose.
It has to be in San Diego, even though we know it was in San Jose.
It was in the Gaslamp District.
I still feel like it was San Diego.
Wait, why San Diego?
San Diego's a fucking mess.
Because every weird convention is in San Diego. Yeah. It's just an inherent
Name one
truth.
Other than Comic-Con.
Just like action figures. And
action figures.
Yeah. Just okay. Like, you know, action figures. Mm-hmm. You're going to Action Figure Con?
And like Herbalife and shit.
Oh, Herbalife.
And probably, you know, all those weird pyramid ones.
Did you get involved
the
with Herbalife?
The makeup places? No, even though you would think that I would be highly susceptible.
No, not that I believe it. I believe that you know people who tried to get you into it, and you may have been like, let me just help my friend out once. And
That's totally true. You're right.
Have you ever been to intuition,
Miles?
Have you been to an Herbalife function ever?
No, I would never. You go mean as the LA far Galaxy game?
One last thing, I just want to get into this. Aunt Becky, there's a new development, okay? And I'm so obsessed with this entire.
You
whole
love
thing.
This, yeah?
Well, because I went to UCLA, so anytime I can just laugh at SC and like the lengths people go like to get in there, it just warms my heart. Especially when people are spending $500,000 to get your kids in who don't give a fuck.
Well, UCLA is the better school, right? Like, I'm not
straight up.
Thank you, DJ Daniel.
Thank you. There's my answer.
I mean, one of the top UCs, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I can't, no shade. The USC Film School is lit, and their music school, you can get a decent education. I mean, look, I can't slander that.
Okay.
It's more just out of ego, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
With Lori and Massimo, as they get closer and closer to facing their legal fates, we thought last time they were like, we don't need to take a guilty plea because we can prove that we didn't know the $500,000 was a bribe. We just thought it's a fee you pay a guy to get your daughters into colleges when they can't get in the normal way.
That's like what Trump does. He's like, I committed a crime, but it wasn't like a crime.
It wasn't a crime. Okay, what law was it? Tell me.
I'm stupid. How was I supposed to know? I'm stupid.
Being a good father is a crime now? Oh, okay. What's next? No. So that seemed to be the sort of logic path they were following. And the prosecutors have constantly been saying, hey, take a plea deal because we can prove like all of this shit in court. But they are they've been sticking to their guns. Now, there is a new tactic that is making the rounds that the prosecution has basically informed Lori that they will use her daughters as star witnesses in trying to get in securing a conviction. Whew. Basically saying they would have, you know, put the kids on the stand and be like, can you explain everything?
Can't they
what happened?
If she doesn't if they don't do a plea deal, prosecution is saying they'll subpoena the daughters and
he's like,
there's
you
no
go
way
to
around
trial?
It. But you could be forced to testify against your parents.
Yeah, I think
unlike husband and wife.
Yeah, and that's just
that was my question. Yeah,
that's just a TV.
Crazy.
I mean, that's a real thing, I believe. But we always see that in TV where it's like, and we always know.
And we got married really fast.
Yeah, a wife cannot testify against her husband. But this one, I believe they could probably take the Fifth and delay their testimony to get like a full-on grand jury summons or subpoena.
Oh my God! But if my parents did something, and I don't think I could. I'm too Italian.
Yeah, you respect
so you
the omerta, as they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you do? Okay, put yourself, look, you're smart enough and talented enough to get into UCLA, so congrats.
Thank you, Henny.
Would you do anything like, no.
I'd rat my parents out immediately.
You would?
The fucking shit they pulled with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
is
you're ready.
True?
Putting me in coach. I'm fucking right back there.
I rode a bus when I was 8.
Yeah, god damn it.
No, I love my parents so much.
Yeah, I mean, I think
if they did something like that, I didn't know. Like, I don't even know.
It'd be interesting to see what they did. I wonder if, like, if Olivia Jade, who's the one who had a YouTube channel, who, like, the lawyer's like, you need to fully delete this channel. It's like full of weird bullshit.
You've been needed to delete you. This. Yeah.
You need to delete your channel of lighting Louis Vuittons on fire in your pool.
Is that she did?
No, I made that
oh,
up.
Oh, that sounded pretty tight.
Yeah.
She, I don't know, like some people think maybe like if there was, she could turn it into some kind of lucrative opportunity that maybe she would, but I don't know. I can't imagine any, especially if like your parents did this to get you into college, you'd be like, yeah, I want them to go to jail.
Right, because those kids,
what are they going to do? Who's going to take care of them when their parents are in jail for 15 minutes?
Yeah.
I don't want my, I know I have a like different take on this, but it's like the same thing as like when someone murders someone, like I feel.
This is the exact same thing as it murder, yes.
Yeah, yeah, I know I draw a lot of incredible parallels, but I feel sorry that that person had such a bad life or whatever happened to cause them to be a murderer. You know, obviously it's so fucked up these parents did that, but it's still like my parents are like, you're not, I mean, my parents, my friends are like, Blair, you're not allowed to feel sorry for them.
Well, I think it's obviously fine to be sympathetic, empathetic to anyone's human experience. I think in this one, it's just more funny because it's such a overt case of like privilege and wealth
gone wild.
The stakes are low for everybody.
But would it be like a Paris Hilton goes to jail, for, like barely? How long would their jail sentence be? Or would it be like some real
shit? Felicity Huffman went for, I think, 12 days.
Yeah, that's nothing.
And like you saw her, her uniform was pressed and she was not looking stressed.
So would Aunt Becky go for the same?
They've been saying if you don't take a plea deal, right? We're going to fucking try and throw the book at you.
Yeah.
And again, I don't think this is what we've talked about too, because there was another woman who was a black woman who lied about where she lived just to get her child in a better public school, and she's going to prison for years.
Jesus
Oh
Christ.
My God. We need like to get that lady out right now.
Right. And I think it's not really about like, I'm like, yo, they need to go to jail. But I think they do need to have some kind of punishment that makes sense to them that will actually bring about some kind of change in perception about where their place is in the world. Like being like, okay, you know what you're going to do? You are now going to get, I mean, not that they would ever have laws like this. It's like, but 10% of your income every year is going to go to this college fund for people who can't go.
Yeah,
or you have to
And Becky right now, without even any of this, should pay to get that other lady out of jail.
Yeah.
Boom.
She should pay.
Welcome to Judge Blair.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. That should be something. That's what we should put money to.
I think it just again shows you that there are at least three different legal systems depending on class, race, or any other marker that we use to separate ourselves from each other. But especially in something like this, it's very apparent how imbalanced things are.
It's crazy.
Just because you wanted your kid to pose on a rowing machine to get into SC? I mean, fight on.
Yeah.
Right on. You know? Well, Blake.
What?
Thanks for nothing.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Thank
you so much for coming.
I love
today.
Being here. Thank you for having me. This was booked months in advance.
This was. Yeah. It was. Yeah. And I'm glad, you know, your appearances are more and more frequent.
God. And I love them.
Where can people like find you and like follow you and like support you and, you know, tell, you know, high five you? Where do people do that?
If you search hard enough, you can find me at @BlakeWexler on Instagram.
Speak up now.
At @BlakeWexler Instagram and Twitter. And all everything else, BlakeWexler.com. I'm at the Arcade Comedy Theater in Pittsburgh, February 27th, and in San Diego at some point in March.
Maybe people will beat the shit out of you for your San Diego ticket.
I hope they do. and I hope they're wearing furry costumes when they do it.
And selling Herbalife.
Yes, and selling
the Herbalife
to me. I'll buy you. Yeah.
Blair. What's a tweet that you like?
I'll tell you. So a one Roy Wood Jr. tweeted, it's a photo of that goofy looking guy with the gun at the militia rally thing. And he wrote, a comedy about a militia that shows up to what they think is a pro-gun rally, but it's actually an ambush draft. The army blocks off streets, herds everyone into C-130s, and flies them off to war. Draft day, Tuesdays on UPN+. I'm rep by WME.
Oh, wow. He's incredible.
He's so funny.
He's like one of the best comedians in the world.
He's great.
Blair, I think you're one of the best comedians.
Wow, that's so nice.
Thank you for guest co-hosting today.
Oh, it was so fun.
Always
you know
a pleasure.
I love the Zeit Gang.
Yeah. Where can people find you and follow you?
Please come follow at Blair Socki, BlairSocci. And if you guys are in LA, I'm having a big show this Thursday at the Lyric Hyperion, 9 p.m., called Dear Owen Wilson. And you can get tickets for that in my Instagram bio or at the Lyric Hyperion website.
Nice. Cool. What's the show like?
Well, it's this show based on when I wrote Owen Wilson a letter after a suicide attempt in 2007. And then I remembered that later on. And so now comedians, I have them write letters to celebrities they love or loved growing up.
Right.
And they're funny letters. And then I, with the help of my private investigator, Lucian Wickles, I conduct interviews on stage with them that are sort of in a Between Two Ferns style.
Oh, that's what a cool idea. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun and wild to hear a different side of comedians.
Yeah, did you ever hear back from Owen Wilson?
No, but he does know about the show now, which is such a crazy LA thing, because Demi Moore came to the show 2 months in a row.
Wow.
And she texted Owen Wilson about the show in front of me.
Wow.
That's awesome.
She said, I'm going to text him right now.
Yeah, and then showed me it. It was really crazy.
Damn, what the fuck?
I know.
So you're... God damn. You come to one of our live shows, but I don't know who you see. My mom?
Yeah, well, right. No, I know. It is it is a really crazy thing, but it's such a fun show, and I put so much work into it.
It's a great premise,
and we have
too.
A good lineup, so if you want to come.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So cool.
Is there a tweet that you like?
One of my favorites, Sarah Lazarus. She has an incredible account, very funny comedian and writer. And the tweet was, regular weekend. Damn, hope I have time to do laundry. 3-day weekend, maybe I'll write a book. It made me laugh so hard because you always think with a 3-day weekend that you're like going to start a new life go on some like exotic vacation. And then you end up doing the exact same shit.
Me every damn time.
Yeah.
That hit close to home. Let's do some tweets I like. First is from at Real D Kaling. It says, men are like, I'm sorry if me dating you made me think that I want to date you.
That's so funny.
Another one is from at Brian Yang. There was a little earthquake the other night, if you felt it. It was just like one of those weird ones where the floor just dropped for a second. And it says, his tweet is, LA, there was an earthquake, LOL. NYC, every day is a waking nightmare. The bitter cold eats at you physically and mentally. People keep dancing on the Joker stairs in earnest. And then another one from at I am Robbie Hoffman. No one. Me. A friend of mine hooked up with Leo DiCaprio in college. She was standing next to him at One Oak, went to his hotel, and he had to sign an NDA. He told her to turn around and not look back while he fucked her, but she did. And when she did, he was scrolling on his phone with earbuds in. So that adds to the myth about the earbud man who likes to hit vapes and keep the earbuds in.
That I saw that tweet yesterday. Robbie's a good friend of mine. It made me laugh so hard. If you guys have never seen Robbie live, you got to go see her. She is so, so funny.
She's unfair funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And you can follow me at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram. And also, if you want to see Jack and I live, we will be doing the Daily Zeitgeist live show with special guest Demi Adigiwebe, the Weird Al of our time, along with Michael Swaim. We are going to be performing at the Gateway Theater this Saturday. What is that, January 25th? Yes, it is. Get your tickets at SF Sketchfest website. You will see the ticket links there, and you must get them because there's only 30 tickets left. Do not sleep, okay? If you sleep, I will weep, and I want to see all your beautiful faces there. So please get your tickets. They're going quick. I'm not lying. This is true. You will not see this on Groupon. This is for real. This will sell out. Don't play with us. Also, January 30th in Portland. Then we got shows coming up in Brooklyn, D.C., Chicago at the Sleeping Village. Get your tickets on that website, as well as Minneapolis and the... Great Hall in Toronto. So yeah, come see us. Come say hi. And also, look, The Daily Zeitgeist, you can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist, on Instagram at The Daily Zeitgeist. We got a Facebook fan page. Also, look, Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. So if you want more, check out the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, got a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Okay, that was something, I guess. And where we also talk about our show notes, footnotes, and the songs we write out on. A track that I would like to go out on is the band Salt, S-A-U-L-T. We've played one of their tracks earlier, but this is another one called Friends. Just got, I don't know, there's something about them. You know, they just feel like people getting together, making good music. It's not overly produced, and it feels...
Did you hear how Mr. Peanut died, by the way?
He was assaulted, I know.
Oh my god.
Yep. You know who first told me that joke?
I heard. No, he was beaten to death.
A religion teacher. It was like, did you hear about this story? But did you hear about the two peanuts?
What?
One was assaulted.
It's not. If you think about it, it's not that funny of a joke because you're talking about like violence.
You're right.
You know.
But
yeah, I can't believe you. I can't believe you would make
no,
that joke.
No, you alley-ooped me into a bad joke.
No. I was gonna say something smart and then you stepped on it. All right, dumb.
We'll see you later. actually, later today for some trends, and then we'll see you tomorrow for another show. Later. Bye.
Bye.
This friend tried to tell you the truth always. People always look for someone else to blame. Best friends keep you smiling on rainy days. Why do fools always have something to say? Are they?
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.